This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Internet search giant Google recently lost a legal battle over copyright protections. A federal judge has ruled that Google violated copyright law by offering thumbnail images of nude models from an adult website. The case has broad implications. It could restrict photos and other information search engines are allowed to offer online. Here with more is Day to Day tech contributor Shani Jardin.
Perfect 10 sells photos of nude models through a print magazine, a website, and a mobile phone image download service. In 2004, the company filed suit against Google, claiming the search engine allowed people to get free thumbnails of photos that Perfect 10 was selling. On Friday, federal judge Howard Matz agreed to grant Perfect 10's demands that Google stop displaying its copyrighted images. The small company also sued another internet giant, Amazon.com, in 2005 over similar claims. That case will be decided separately. Perfect 10's general counsel is Daniel Cooper. He says Google got small indexed copies of their images from third-party websites around the world that stole the pictures off Perfect10.com.
These are websites that are oftentimes in Russia, they're in Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, wherever. They exist one day, they may not exist the next day. They often operate under different domains. Their registrations are often phony with false information, so they're very hard to track down. So the only thing they have going for them is their thievery, and Google basically leads people to these websites via their image search.
This isn't the first time Google has been sued over its image search tool. Agence France-Presse has a pending suit against Google over claims that indexing of its photos and headlines hurt the news agency's business. Still, some believe the Perfect 10 case could have far-reaching impact beyond Google and beyond porn.
This case basically could drive a nail right through the heart of searching.
Siva Vaidyanathan is an assistant professor of culture and communication at New York University. He believes limiting the ability of search engines like Google to index publicly available information, no matter how it became public, threatens the open nature of the internet.
The web would be instantly balkanized and ranked by commercial power, and it wouldn't be this free and open space that we really value. It's the reason the web works for us in ways that the shopping mall doesn't. The web gives everybody a fair shot at getting noticed, and that's really only because of search engines.
And the legal battle over how much Google activity is related to porn has given Perfect 10 and the federal government common cause. Perfect 10's lawyers want the same kind of porn search data that the Department of Justice is suing Google for. While the Justice Department wants information to support an anti-porn law, Perfect 10 wants data to prove that Google profits from sites that steal photos from Perfect 10 by selling ads to those thieving companies.
How much money is Google paying these AdSense websites? Because oftentimes they're free websites. These aren't subscription websites like Perfect 10. Their entire source of revenue is Google, essentially. Then if Google were to pull the plug, then absolutely they would have the ability to control the infringing activity.
Google wouldn't speak on tape about this matter, but their attorney Michael Kuhn said it in a prepared statement, "We anticipate that any preliminary injunction will have no effect on the vast majority of image searches and will affect only searches related to Perfect 10." Friday's court decision was preliminary, and the case may be appealed to the Ninth Circuit. And unless that appeals court dismisses the case, it will likely go to trial. For NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Shani Jardin.